Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I don't really know how to do this. But all of you deserve to know just as much as us. If you follow us on Twitter, you may have already seen or heard this. But if not, I'm doing this for you. Early Sunday morning. Well, as you all know, well, maybe you don't know, because we don't talk about it in the episode proper all the time. We usually talk about it in pre-show and under the trench coat and stuff. So podcast comes out on Fridays, and on Saturdays we go and play D&D in person together. Not just Brad, Ken, and myself, but our little circle of friends. And Ken and I live about an hour and a half away from where we go to play, give or take. My fiance Jennifer has told me that she didn't, because even before we lived together, sometimes I'd visit after being at game night, and we game until 4 in the morning, because some of us work day shift on Saturdays for stuff. Like our friend Josh is a he's a hospice nurse now, but he's always been in the medical field, and especially with COVID, I mean, he's had crazy hours. So some of us don't show up till late. So we want to get as much in as we can. And it's, as most D&D is, it's not always just gaming. You know, you bullshit some and hang with friends and stuff. So we want as much time as we can, because it's our one time a week to unwind and be in a stress-free environment. So we go till 4 a.m. So even before I lived with my fiance, I would sometimes drive to see her the hour and a half away. And she didn't like that, because she would stay up late, or she wouldn't stay up late, but she didn't sleep well because she was just waiting for me to get here. And then there were sometimes that if she did happen to sleep, I'd come in the house and she'd say she forgot that I was being here. And she's a gun-toting woman, and she'd tell me that there were times that I almost got shot. Obviously, in a joking way, she was never wielding a gun on me, but it just didn't make her feel safe. So I crash at Brad's house after game night. Ken has lived far away from game night for a long time, so he's a lot more used to the drive than I am. Yesterday, on Sunday, October 17th of 2021, at about 4:30 in the morning, Ken was in a head-on collision with a drunk driver driving the wrong way down the interstate. I'm sorry. And he didn't make it. We don't know much more outside of that because the other driver is still in serious condition. And so everything's still under investigation. But Ken's not with us anymore. So Brad and I still have to talk about what's going to happen with all of this, with Rolling in the Geek and stuff. There's still some stuff that's already scheduled to come out that I think I'm just going to let come out like we talked about. There's a recap coming out next week. And episode 96 is scheduled for the 29th. And then we have episodes 97 and 98 recorded. I haven't edited them yet because we only just recorded them on Friday. So I'm sorry that I don't have anything else for you on that front. I didn't know when I was even going to do this, but I saw Brad posted on Twitter. And whenever we post on Twitter, we try and send something out over the airwaves for you guys because we know not everybody has Twitter and we don't want to leave anyone in the lurch. But yeah, they're, I think that's it. There aren't really a ton of words, you know. I did want to let you guys know Ken's family, they did start a GoFundMe page because obviously Ken, he just turned 35 the other day, so he didn't have, and with his job and stuff, he didn't have life insurance and he didn't have a will or anything. And I mean, his wife will, the will part's not terribly important, but with everything being unexpected, and anyway, they started a GoFundMe. It's over on our Twitter. I was going to read this URL, but it's crazy. Let me see if I can real quick find a better one. I saw a short one this morning that I thought would be simple to read. I apologize for how this all sounds. Like I said, I didn't have any intentions or anything when I started recording this. I just wanted to get this stuff out. So, okay, well, that'll work. So if you go to our Twitter, you'll see Brad's post there. And then the very last comment on there, Brad updated it when his wife made the GoFundMe. But if you also just type in GoFundMe.com/F/4-Kins, four, like F-O-R. So it's 4 Ken's family, but there's a hyphen in between each word. So gofundme.com/F/FOR-KENS-family. That'll get you to his GoFundMe page. You in no way are expected to do anything, obviously. But we assume, I mean, we've been making episodes for just over 2 years. So we figure you guys might have come to love them as much as we did. So we just wanted to share information with you. I don't know. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And thank you for loving Ken like we did. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.